In his mind, as a comedian, he was booked to be funny on a cable channel that airs comedy specials from Chris Rock and Ricky Gervais and a long list of guys who say whatever the hell they want, however the hell they want, so why wouldn't he swing for the fences? Comedians on HBO are even allowed to say curse words. Gasp. What else was Artie Lang supposed to do? Tell knock-knock jokes fit for a Girl Scouts meeting? He had to go for it. And he did. Was he harsh and over the line? Absolutely. Was he so cruel that he made me cry or truly pissed me off? Absolutely not. 2 days after the show, I asked HBO for whatever contact information they had for Artie, and I called him. I wanted him to know that I bore him no ill will and that I appreciated him coming on the show, no matter how it had turned out. I needed to let him know that as far as I was concerned, it was water under the bridge, and I was just happy to have met him after listening to him on Stern for so long. He said that he'd gotten that first laugh and got a bit carried away, and that he was sorry if his appearance had hurt my chances for the show to continue. He followed with, "Anything I can do to help you going forward, I will. I owe you that." I took him up on that by asking if he would shoot the cold open for our next show. We'd do it in Times Square. He and I would appear together, and we'd poke fun at the incident and put it all to bed. The rest of the conversations, especially those with